Welcome back to Tip TV Finance. We are joined by my co-host Alessia Rastani from LeadingTrader.com, and by our guest Robert Carr, Saperstein, sales trader for Yonder. How are you today, Robert?
Very well, thank you.
Right, we're back to school now, which is horrible. Even if you don't go to school that time of year, luckily it's a bit warmer than normal, so you can pretend it's still the summer. But is it still summer in the markets, or have things started to pick up again?
Things are slowly picking up, certainly. I mean, over summer it was difficult, obviously, in terms of onboarding new clients. You have a lot of people out with their kids, summer holidays, things like that. Markets tend to be a little bit more quiet.
Perfect time to avoid the farm and get a bit of trading. Then,
that's
what excuses. Yeah, any man who tells you that I want to spend more time with the kids is suspicious, I would say.
Well, you know, that's always what we do hope for, but unfortunately we don't always get that response. But it's certainly picking up now, which is a good thing. Yeah, leading into sort of autumn, hopefully we see some more clients coming on board and more volatility coming in, so more trading opportunities, like last Friday, for example.
So is the volatility starting to help as well? Because we've had a few, I mean, it was actually as dead as a dodo. I mean, there was an excuse to spend time with the kids because it was that quite, the volatility had gone right down in equity markets and I think even the currency markets as well.
Yeah.
So is the volatility just in the last few days starting to help you?
I mean, when you're trading with leverage, volatility is always going to be sort of a two-edged sword, but it does provide big opportunities, but also, you know, those potential losses as well. Luckily, you're protected with us with that zero balance protection as well, so that's a huge, huge factor. But people do tend to like volatility. They like to see movement in the markets, you know, standard 150 points on the DAX, 100 points on the DAX, as opposed to maybe it moving sort of 40 to 60 points in the day that we've had over the summer occasionally.
Right, and just the other point on this, a general chit-chat, beginners, I mean, what proportion of your clients are beginners, and are they still a major factor in what happens at Yonder?
I mean, yeah, we do have a lot of relatively low-experienced traders coming through, and the main reason for that is because they see our social trading side of things. So this way, you know, they get, you know, subject to the market, or they can see the market, see how it all works. They don't necessarily have to place the trades themselves. They can analyze the top traders and speak, whether it be with myself or Federico, who's been on the show as well, about these top traders and who might work well in current market conditions. And then they can decide to follow them, and all those trades are automatically placed, and they can, you know, have experience in the markets without actually having to do too much research themselves, whilst they can, you know, study on the side and learn a bit more. So we do still see a lot of beginners coming through.
Right, okay, well, let's have a look at some of the slides that you brought in, if you can. The new commission structure, which you were explaining offline to Alessio.
Yes.
I'm not quite sure whether I understand myself, but maybe you can explain it once more.
No, of course. I mean, so with Yonder Markets, if you are a top trader, you do get rebated on a monthly basis based off of your following. Previously, we had a different structure. Now, this is the new structure. So you're going to be getting a percentage of the gross income on spread earned. So, you know, each trader that you follow, you're going to generate more spread, or each trader you have following you will generate more spread. And what we've done is we've split it between a real money trader and a virtual trader, because we do allow both on the platform. People can trade with virtual funds. But obviously, a lot of followers are more keen to follow people who have their own capital at risk, which is perfectly understandable. So by splitting the two, we've been able to halve the amount of rebates you earn as a virtual money trader. So it's a lot more lucrative and a lot more appealing to be a real money trader on the platform as opposed to a virtual money trader. So hopefully we see more of our virtual money traders moving across to that real money trader side and putting their own money where their mouth is, essentially.
Okay, all right, that seems fair enough. Next slide, I hope. What's this telling us?
So this is one of our top traders. I mean, we're going to have a look at two of them. And how they performed recently. We had a look at Psychonet, I think it was, you know, maybe a month ago, a little more than that. And we can see this year he's had great performance. He's at, you know, 58% or 58.7% year to date. You can see that in the bottom right corner. And his maximum drawdown has only been 9.95%. So we've added a new feature to the platform which risks or categorizes each trader into a risk. So if you see in the left-hand side, just under his image, you've got the risk score. Now it's rated 1 to 10, 1 to 3 being low risk, and so on. So you can see that he's a very low-risk trader based off of his trading strategy. We have a nice
performance. The man's on fire.
The man is on fire. So he has had a few drawdowns.
Can that be a problem, though? You go in, you say, oh, this man's on fire, and you go in, and that's like the kiss of death. I mean, does that happen that you couldn't get any better? You might want to go in, you might want to wait a bit and see if he has a bad month, or, I mean, is it a wait and see thing?
There's always a risk of drawdown, of course, and, you know, some people like to start following a top trader at the start of a new month because they see it as a fresh page. You know, he's already up 5.39% this month. So if he has a drawdown of, let's say, or loses 3%, he's still got a positive month. But because you followed him late in the day, you're losing 3% as well. So if you follow him fresh from the 1st of October, a lot of people do like that idea. You know, they're getting that fresh page. But, I mean, we can see from trade history, you know, he has traded well. We can see in the next slide as well some of the trades he's done. And you can see the majority of them are take profits. The thing is, he goes short and long on those products. He's not a bull. He'll go both ways on the market, and he does diversify as well. You can see he's trading the Wall Street, the Germany 30, or the DAX, the EU 50, the Bunds, silver. So he doesn't just specify on a single product like we do have with a few traders. I mean, Mr. DAX, who we've talked about a lot, was always a very big DAX trader.
Like,
yeah.
How is he?
He's doing okay. He's changed his strategy and he's performing a little bit better than he was at the start of the year. So that's good to see. Okay.
But this guy is the
star of the year so far. That's for sure. Yeah.
But I mean, it's interesting that you can see that on the monthly situation. You know, after when he has a relatively flat month, you go in after that. That looks like the best way forward.
Yeah, I mean, from the monthly history that we saw there, when it was relatively flat, tended to be the month after was quite a high performance. Now, I wouldn't say that that's an indicative thing to go off of, because, you know, past trade history isn't indicative, we always have to say, but you can certainly learn a lot from what he has done in the past and hope that he can emulate that again and continue that performance, because he has done well.
Would you follow somebody, Alessio, in that way, or would there be too much pride involved?
No, I wouldn't say that. I actually do follow a few market timers. I wouldn't say people like this. I follow more of a long-term market timers.
Yeah.
Some of them very good. I have to tell you that at some point, there's an old phrase, the market always makes a fool of every one of us. And we're all human. We all make mistakes. And I've seen, for example, have you heard of Dennis Gartman?
Yeah.
He publishes something called the Gartman Letter. And I was following him for a while. But I've noticed that online, there seems to be a page dedicated to shaming Dennis Gartman and his letter.
Right.
Purely because he apparently seems to have a very high following, but for the wrong reasons. Apparently, everybody is following him to go the opposite direction to what he's recommending. I'm sure you've heard of Zero Hedge.
Zero Hedge. Yes,
and
yes.
They have a page dedicated to just mocking Dennis Gartman. I'm sure he's a nice guy, and I'm sure he's a really good guy.
He's just a rubbish trader.
Well, I wouldn't say that. It's just that...
Or a good signaler for the opposite direction.
Yeah, I mean, his letters...
Good contrarian indicator.
What's that?
Good contrary indicator.
Apparently. I think that's the reason why he seems to have a very high following, because going the opposite direction, just as an example...
Well,
just after Brexit, I made a big mistake after Brexit that I said, let's short the next move. Let's short the next rally after Brexit.
Right.
Seemed to be the right idea to go short. But then I realized, obviously, I was completely wrong. Then I realized I wasn't the only one who was made a fool of. Almost every single market timer got it wrong as well by going short against the market after Brexit, including Gart. But anyway, this...
it was very simple. You had to buy the rumor, sell the news, and whatever the news was, it was going to go down after that. So
exactly.
But that's what we know now. Just a couple of slides to go, if we can go through that.
Yeah, so this is another trader. Now, you can see here he's a little bit higher risk. We have seen him before, Hectorius. This year, you know, storming away 128% for the year, which is a huge performance. But this month, you know, we've got a minus 6% loss for the month. And the reason for that is Friday.
When you put down over here maximum drawdown 19% or 20%, how do you calculate that drawdown based on the previous performance or based on its capital size? How do you...
So it's based off of... Chart. Exactly. So each of the peaks that are in that chart there,
right.
If there is a large drawdown from that, that will be what it's calculated off of. And it's inclusive of open positions as well. So here he's at almost at 20%, and if he reaches 25%, then he will be dropped down to a level one trader. You can see at the under his image, he's a level four trader with those four colored flags now.
Right.
So if he does exceed 25, we'll deem him to be high risk, drop him to a level one trader, and then you'll probably see his risk score jump up as well.
Handsome chap, but we're running out of time. Just a couple of slides. Well, it's the final call,
yeah, this
call
is,
to action.
This is the final slide, exactly. Yeah, we always have an offer available for Tip TV, and this is just the one that we have today, where if you come across and, you know, you take a look at the platform, you want to join up, we can certainly offer you this this bonus, which is just a percentage bonus of what you deposit. And once you clear that, you'll be able to withdraw that bonus as well as cash.
Great news. Robert Carr, Soberstein, sales trader for Ayondo. Thank you very much for coming in today. We'll be back after the break.